It's Monday, the 25th of February, 8 a.m. And already the sun is above the distant rooftops and shining in my face. It's lovely. It's a very wet night and the garden is heavy with dewy raindrops. Very picturesque, actually, as the sun shines through them. It looks as if it's a lovely morning. Or if we look to the north, yes, even the clouds are clearing there, so maybe I've got a nice day. More blue sky than cloud at the moment, which is good. February 25th. Where did February go? Oh, didn't sleep well last night. But that was due to, well, you could say self-inflicted self-indulgence or whatever. But I wasn't alone because my wife was exactly the same. You see, we were at a family function yesterday in a place that is not only one of the nicest places to go to for the friendliness, the service, and the absolute quality of the food, but also the quantity of the food. Ah. Yes, I'm afraid we did eat far too much. But we were in party mood, and so I guess everyone at that table yesterday maybe didn't have such a good sleep last night. But it was good. It's always nice to have post happy thoughts about an event. Fun and laughter with family and friends. Actually, yesterday was just all family. But you know what I mean. Just the memories, talking about it on the way home, talking about it in the evening, and probably we'll talk about it today. It was just one of our usual happy events. It's great. But now we're paid for it last night, and probably pay for the next couple of days of almost fasting. But anyway, yeah, you have to have those days, don't you? I feel particularly good this morning. I guess maybe it was endorphins from yesterday. It certainly wasn't endorphins from the sleep or lack of sleep last night. I think my wife may be going down for an hour in the afternoon. I may join her. It may catch up with me in a wee while. Spring is in the air this morning, certainly. Just that feeling again. I think it's the sunshine, isn't it? It's because both me and my wife suffer from sad syndrome, not to an extent of some people who really suffer terribly, but we do go through sort of a semi-depressed mode in the very short days and the very long dark and wet nights. But now, with the sun rising quickly and daylight through the bedroom window at 7 a.m. now, as it was this morning, and our bedroom faces north, so that gives you an indication of the amount of light out here in the south end of the house at that time. Anyway, I'm enjoying my tea. I don't think I'll have much else for the next few hours. As Mr. Blackbird tucks into his porridge. Oh, what a lovely morning. The peeling bark on my Prunus tibeticus, that's peeling bark tree, the bark that are peeling off are lit by the sun, like deep amber pigment. It's gorgeous. It's as if someone had come out during the night and tied all these little amber rags all over the tree, decorated it. It's beautiful. The starlings are both in the big conifer, up immediately up to my left. There's also quite a few in the big beech tree up way off to my left. Mr. Blackbird, he's having a continental breakfast this morning because he's left the porridge and jumped up onto one of the coconut feeders in which I stuffed a fat ball. So he's having a mixed diet breakfast.